This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack. It.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. The or the Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you email it.
All still right. Works, too.
Still works.
We got the OG account.
Just like prayer. Still works.
Mm-hmm. But don't ask us for nothing, though. That don't work.
What's missing? You are.
God answers an email. Did you know that?
I love that one.
An email.
You know, there's like some person one day, the light bulb just went off and said, Oh my God. Praying is an email.
Do you like the one that says, listen, meet at my house Sunday before the game?
Even God's like, this can be a good game, guys. I'm going to watch it, but let's meet at my house first.
Oh, there's so many good ones. I still see them too. I wish I could just remember what they were. Something about gossip and the devil.
The stairway to heaven is not a judgment-free zone. That's one I've seen before.
Brother.
Yeah, there's bunches. All right. Let's get into the sack. I want to knock this one out real quick. Or not, I'm not saying that with any kind of real quick, but I want to do it real quick. And that's so we do not forget about it.
Fraser?
I remember what it was.
What?
It says, gossip is the devil's radio. Don't be his DJ.
Wow.
That's awful.
Don't be his DJ.
That's bad.
Damn. Wednesday is, Harris, that's Dad's first name. Dad will probably play this for his son.
Oh, okay.
But Dad is a big fan of the show, and his son, his name is Buck, which is awesome. Today, like, this kid's turning 7 on Wednesday.
Aww.
You don't see many Bucks these days.
Not first name Bucks.
Nope.
You really don't. So, Buck Quinn, happy birthday.
Buck!
Happy birthday, Buck.
Your dad said that you're a big fan. I don't want to say, he put it on here where he goes to elementary school and all this. I don't want to read all that. I don't know that he wants that all read.
People might want to go give him a shout out.
He's going to get a bunch of lead gen about karate classes and stuff.
Hey, I'm here for Buck. I want to wish him a happy birthday. I got Buck some biscuits.
Hey, Buck.
That's kind of creepy.
Happy birthday, Buck.
Happy birthday, Buck.
We got a free puppy out here with Mr. T with your name on it.
So if somebody offers you a puppy, take off.
Take off. Scram.
Don't take candy or puppies.
Oh, Buck, I think Mr. T's here if you want a birthday for Mr. T. Happy birthday, Buck.
Fool.
You my little fool. I love you, fool.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday, Buck. That's an awesome name. Your parents are great.
Buckmeister. Bucko, Bucky.
Making Buckster. Buggies. Subject line, what's in the freezer?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Rise Guys. I listen every morning. First half live, the second half on the podcast. So if you read this, I'll hear it on the pod. Okay. I've been seeing this guy for about 9 months now. He's sweet. Things have been going really well. And I spend a lot of time at his place since I've got a roommate situation. We rarely hang out at mine.
Well, I hope it's from a guy.
This past week, he had to run over to his office to grab something, which is literally 3 blocks away. While he was gone, I decided to make us some margs.
Margs? Are we just
alcoholics margs. Will not say full words anymore.
They won't do it. They also try not to work as hard.
I've noticed that, especially on Wednesdays.
Oh, they love going out early in the week, too. Let me get a fishbowl marg.
So anyway, I decided to make him margs. Well, the ice maker wasn't working, so I opened the bottom freezer drawer. And I swear to you, I found 8 different Ziploc freezer bags labeled with dates full of 100% of what looked like pee. Like actual urine. Not just one bag, 8 of them. All with dates like it's some kind of twisted collection. I didn't touch them. I didn't ask, but I am a little freaked out about it. Is this his pee? Italicized. Is it his pee? Someone else's? Is he buying it? I started spiraling. Thought maybe he's on steroids, or maybe he's hiding a drug habit and keeping clean pee on hand for surprise drug tests. Seriously, I like the guy, but I don't know what to make of this. What do y'all think is going on? I'd really appreciate it if you would keep my name anonymous. Thanks, Paige. Just kidding. She's anonymous.
She didn't want to add a 9th bag to the mix, maybe?
I have so many questions for that, man. I wish that she would call. Get one of our interns to get this person
maybe
on the phone.
Maybe it's something that's yellow in color and it's not what you think.
I mean,
like cream corn without corn in it.
Maybe. Like,
this is not just a red flag. This is a yellow bag. In fact, 8 of them.
8 bags of pee.
You looking for red flags, you found yellow bags.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Put that on a shirt and sell it at Wings.
I'll do it.
It's got to be. I say there has to be a reason. Maybe there's no reason.
Green tea or lemonade.
Maybe he just has a fetish.
I don't know what's weirder, like the pee in the freezer or the fact that he dated them like leftovers. Like, yeah. Oh, yes, this fine vintage March 12th urine.
Yeah, the fact that he dated him has got to be a reason.
Is he testing his? I don't.
Because urine he's running a side hustle as a pee donor. Or he's like selling.
That's what I would think.
He's selling it to people that are clean.
Drug testing.
Oh.
Because I've watched enough Dateline to know when a man is hoarding bags of bodily fluids, something ain't right.
I didn't even think about that.
I wouldn't keep
selling
that
it. We've been throwing ours away for years.
I know because I know a buddy who was buying a sample to pass his court order drug test. And the guy was like, I'm tired of giving you urine like every 2 or 3 months. Like, I'm done. Because he would have to go to the guy's work to get it from him. And they would do I don't know how they kept it warm, how they did the exchange.
My God.
He's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I would think that putting it in the freezer adds like, you know, when you freeze a drink. And then it melts, it adds like extra water to it. It waters it down somehow.
It might make
I don't know. I'm not talking about tasting this stuff. I'm just talking about like you think if it's for a test, it's like, man, you got a lot of water in your pee. But what is it anyway?
Urine is sterile. You could drink it if you had to. I just wonder if he, look, is he one of these weird guys that just likes to do kind of odd experiments?
How is urine sterile?
I don't know. It just is. It's like you can't keep drinking it, but you can drink it at least once.
Certain.
Did you not watch Waterworld?
Certain cultures do that, you know, still, because they say it's like the.
Yeah. They'll drink it like married couples do, where they wrap their arms around each other in that weird little.
Like
pose.
When you get married.
Yeah.
Drink the ceremonial wine. Like at least he's an organized guy, because like I'm still figuring out laundry. This guy is labeling bags of fluid. Organized all neat in his freezer.
Okay, so I'm Googling urine being sterile, and I'm right. It does contain bacteria in it.
Look, all I know is you can drink it at least once, and it's not going to kill you.
And it helps, no joke, helps grow tomatoes. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, just it like some really goats does. Have a cold manure that you can instantly use their doo-doo.
Well,
to grow food.
I must have slid down in some turkey feces the other day. I must cut turkey doo-doo.
What do you thought one was a snake?
It's slick.
You thought it was a snake and it was just a big turkey.
It's like a little capsule. It comes in. I don't know.
Nobody texting can tell why. Like, there's no reason. People are guessing, but
maybe.
Would that be a deal breaker? Would you break up with someone who's?
I would ask. I would be. I would ask.
Yeah.
I would ask.
It's just kind of gross.
It's got to be a hunting thing, right? Something for hunting.
No, I think that the guy just either he's selling it or giving it to a friend that gets drug tested, or he himself's getting drug tested and he's saving it from when he wasn't doing drugs.
What if he starts freezing something else?
Can they say, like, when they do those, can they say, wait, this isn't recent urine. This is from 6 months ago. Like, can they tell that?
Oh, I don't. That's a good question.
Aren't you putting it in a cup and you can warm it up?
This dude's got them in freezer bags.
Yeah, you better unthaw that before you go to the
bag. Well, yeah, Paige. They're going to think you're
keep it at body temperature.
Caveman lawyer if you come in there.
If you're a urinologist or a pee expert, can you tell how old the sample is?
R. Kelly's on line two.
He can't read, so I don't trust him.
That's a good point. I'd say next time he's going for three blocks, take two blocks and run.
I imagine if
you stay, you got to ask him. And if the answer is like, oh, yeah, that's just a collection, you're dating Dexter.
She's going to have to start holding the bag while he goes.
I imagine if they're testing for something and if it's in there, the component that you're looking for, it will still test positive, even if it's been frozen.
Or could
yeah, because blood, that works with blood. So, yeah, that's probably right.
She don't want to know, right? She would assume they're like, all right, look, he's doing something maybe bad with it, but I don't want to ask.
Yeah, well, how long did they say? 2 months, so that's not quite so long yet.
Let's quit snooping. Why are you snooping?
She was looking for some ice to make a morgue.
I think she was looking
She said.
I know. She was looking to make a pee morgue.
So I'm reading the text, and they're saying they check the temperature on that, of course.
How do these people know?
And
yeah, nutty, you don't give drug tests.
I don't know if they check the temperature because I've left the temperature, you know, when you put it in the little door thing.
Yeah.
And it's
but who wants to put a thermometer in pee?
I'm sure they
you
wait
put it
for
in the door
to cool off because I wouldn't want to touch it if it was. I don't know. Why am I saying that?
I thought they held it through the door and then you went.
I mean, I've never taken. I only do the diabetic urine analysis. Mm-hmm. You are.
Don't they hold the cup?
I know I am. What are you?
Here's my cup. Thank you, bye-bye.
Well,
sounds hot when she says it.
That little, you've seen the size of her cups?
Do you want my cup sample?
Let me read you
now
one
I
more.
Sound
oh, no, can't
I
do
sound
it.
Creepy.
I will.
You bet you will not?
I will.
I wish you wouldn't.
All right, I won't then. When we come back.
That's how that works.
I'm easily dominated.
Being nice to people.
When we come back,
that definitely does top the weirdest.
I think so, especially with all the different possibilities of what it could be. Steroids, drugs, he's farming it out. Maybe he has a secret.
God, what if he's got like a catchy nickname? He's a pee dealer. You know, he's like the pee king dealer. Of...
like hey, that's what they call the area just above the Grand Strands, the PD.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it's for.
Like, you want a fresh batch? You gotta go talk to the Peking.
And how do you address
that? See, I could have read the email by now. I mean,
by the way, I was going through your freezer and I found these bags of urine. I want you to explain that to me.
I'm reading the email, damn it. All right, I'll do it when we come back.
You know you want to save it.
Well, now I have to. Now we'll come back and read. I don't know if this email is about Fat Boy. It's called The Prank Queen.
I'm not good at pranking people.
And then we'll do that, and then we'll read an email from somebody who doesn't know how to spell the name of their own city.
Are you sure?
P1 Crazy K and Easley with one E. E A S L Y.
Oh my God.
I don't even know where that is. Crazy K and Isley. All right.
Isley.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Thank you.
P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, well, there's no fun rejoin music here.
Nah, we bumped it up to the...
The next one?
Nah, you usually do it in the sevens. Try to do it during the sack, like with FOFs. This is kind of...
Yeah, it's harder to do it.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
Good weird emails. Hard to talk.
Weird emails.
Hey, I got a buddy who keeps a turd in his pocket. Should I ask him about it? It's like no. Rabbit's foot. So does keychain.
Are you just happy to see me?
He might just be happy to see you.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. You stink.
Is that a good look, rabbit's turd on your key?
Yeah. Hmm. Listen to the boy. I tell you, I gotta quit being so judgmental on spelling. I really do. I misspell things too.
Yeah, but like you know, hard words or I can't spell occasionally. Always mess that one up. But you should be able to judge on easy ones.
I just see it instantly, like just see it, mm-hmm. And I can't unsee it because I've then synced it. So anyway, let's get to this email here. Good morning, Rise Gussies.
I'm not kidding. Well, that one's
Gussies. It's like pussies with the G.
Gussies.
Good morning, Rise Gussies. Gussies. I heard Matt Man say the other day that he thought it'd be better for mankind if they outlawed social media. I could not agree more. Just yesterday, my GF held up her phone to me and asked if I liked the pictures she took that day, and I said yes. She then said, well, you didn't like it on Facebook.
Oh, jeez.
I was dumbfounded. I went straight to my phone, deactivated my profile. Enough is enough. Joshua Green.
Just like the song.
Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. Owen Hart said that.
Yeah. I think he said that before he broke Stone Cold's neck.
Yeah, I believe you're right, actually.
He's like, I'm tired of protecting people.
Changed his name to the Blue Blazer.
Let's break somebody's neck for a second. Yeah, I don't. You get some people like that, but they joke about it when they, you know, if somebody says, hey, you didn't like it. It's like, okay, it's a joke.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Not in that guy's situation, though.
I would say, hey, did you see me and Sting on Instagram? Yeah. Well, you didn't like it.
Because you could picture your mom saying that, like, in the exact same tone.
I blocked my mom. No,
that's not nice.
I know it's not, but I have to. Because she would see things and take them out of context and worry and you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
Now, no offense,
but... Have a conversation with you about something.
Yeah.
We need to have a conversation.
Do you feel like she wouldn't be able to figure out, like, how most of it would work as far as searching you or what she would see?
She only has Facebook anyway. Oh, okay. I don't really use that for... I mean, I do, but I still have her blocked on there. I mean, I do. It's just like, I do that for her protection as well. I mean, people are...
We have to hide.
Not our people. I mean, some of our people are D-heads, but for the most part, they're all really sweet people. But, you know, like I saw Ric Flair the other day posting. We were actually, Fatboy and I were talking about this morning. She, Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's daughter, had a little, I don't know what, miscue on wrestling the other night. Just the interview was just.
Called hell.
Awful. Just so bad. I don't know if somebody forgot a line or if they said, let's call it in the ring or whatever, but it was dreadful. And he goes online to take up for his daughter. And it's like, oh boy. And then people were like, talking crap to him about his daughter.
That's,
and I'm like,
uncalled for.
God, like, you, I hope you wouldn't say it to his face, but it'd be more of more ballsy if you did. But then again, that's what social media is.
Yeah.
It's to have a voice, whether it be a nice voice or a dickhead voice.
It was all around
rough.
There's
the dickhead voice right there.
That, the whole, you know, the comments made to Charlotte about her personal life. I'm like,
no.
So they went after her just because, I mean, what did she do specifically that was so bad?
It was just not good.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't know.
That caliber should have been a lot better.
Yeah, at this point. But, I mean.
We all have our off days.
But I get what you're saying about your mom.
Only the ones that end with Y for you, Penny.
Every day. You're right about that.
Like, you don't want people she don't know hurry. To try to, you know, send her a friend request trying to comment on stuff.
Yeah, so.
That happens a lot.
I'm going to defend her because she was nice to me. So.
Who, my mama?
Well, both of Charlotte and
your mama. Yeah. Well, both of those women are very nice. But yeah, I and also, like, you know, if somebody did, like, I'm afraid my mom would pull a Ric Flair. Like, if somebody says, hey, that wasn't nice what you did to Paige on April Fool's Day.
Tell your son it wasn't
You're
good.
You're a jerk. And don't you call my son a jerk. Yeah. He's a good man.
Hang on.
Good Christian man.
I don't know that would...
Plus, it might turn her. I don't want her to have a bad experience on social media.
Like she starts doing meth and stuff?
Or she starts cussing people out straight up.
I'm thinking about an OnlyFans.
She becomes a troll.
Matthew, people sell foot pictures. I didn't know that.
Get all my links here.
Oh my God!
You want her to save that first cuss word for you, not use it on whoever else.
I know. I remember I always said, like, I want to hear my mom cuss one day, but like, watch that be on her deathbed.
You don't want to hear that.
And then she goes to hell.
It's just weird.
Just to give me my final wish, she then gives her soul away. That's a fun movie to think about.
You know, St. Peter's like, I know you ran the congregation, you're a church going woman, but.
You did swear.
You did say the F word.
10 days before you passed.
But even then, like, let's say, like, you had a heart attack and died. Again, like, during sex or moments of pain, it's weird. It's bliss
Standing
or it's
up.
Pain. We will say a cuss word. I mean, it's like, blank, yeah, this is good, or blank, that hurt. It's
yeah, but it is weird, right?
So what if you get a heart attack and you, like, aw, F.
That's what it would be.
I know.
And I would tell you, I'm having an effing heart attack.
Yeah.
Why aren't you effing helping me?
G blank, I'm dying. Oh.
Go get the defibrillator.
Defib.
Charge it to 600 and shock me.
I'm going to read you another one.
You do a quick one here.
Paige the prank queen. I got to know. And Fatboy, please tell her that I did not write this and that this is a real one that came in.
He didn't write it.
Okay.
Listen. Real as rain.
Paige the Prank Queen. Hey, guys, I got to know, how long was Paige planning that prank on Mattman? Because no offense, Paige, but I feel like Fatboy was in your ear to get Mattman back. The whole setup was hilarious. Matt's reaction was priceless. So, Matt, are you plotting revenge? Because you did start this. So, are y'all even? I hope not.
No.
Donnie Spartanburg, South Carolina. I don't know who planned what. Although the egg was on my face or whatever the kids say. You made me a Superman or whatever it's called. What is it? Yeah. What is it the kids say now?
What is it? If you got egg on your face, you might as well let that MF or cook. That's what it is.
This is your brain on drugs. I thought that the thing was great. Even though I was the butt of the joke or whatever, I thought it was fun.
Going back before that, though.
It was scary.
I feel like Paige was real, like, not real upset, but kind of hot that she had to do a lot of, like, walking around for nothing, like, around the building, the stairs.
In her defense, in a weird way, like, it wasn't completely thought out by me to pretend I got locked out of the building. In reality, I was here in the studio while she went outside looking
well,
for me.
Well, you've done it. I don't know how many times.
In real life, I know.
I mean, I'm gonna be
the boy who cried wolf.
So
I call Paige frantically. Paige, I'm locked in the stairwell. I forgot my keys.
That's
frightening to be locked in that stairwell.
Again, I go retrieve you from the stairwell.
I know.
I feel like what I said to her kind of pissed her off, too, and kind of got her wanting to get you back.
What? Because she said, how long were you going to keep looking for him?
Or she said, I don't have time for this. I'm like, yeah, you do, because this is what we're doing right now.
Well, I hung up on you before I heard that. I was gone.
Well, but then you could, like, tell by my voice that I was back in the studio. On the mic, right? Through the headset? Because I'd left out of the room.
He got back in pretty quick.
Yeah, I was only in that room.
Well, I didn't
right
know
there.
If he was on the phone line. Because I said, which line? When I handed you the phone, I said, which line are you going to take? Remember when I handed you the phone? Put me on whatever line. So I kind of had a feeling.
Either way.
I started the thing too early.
Her joke on me was great. It was. Mine on her was not good. I'm admitting that.
So it's not even. You got to get her back.
Because I thought you were going to put him on the other line and me on the hotline or whichever.
So look at the collusion here that's being admitted. Like, y'all were both fully in on this. Like, was there a meeting the day before when I left?
No. And then I went and thought, okay, well, obviously this was, I don't have time for this because this is a work and I have to get back up
that's
there.
That's so busy.
I might have said you might want to think about getting him back. You know,
that's, dude.
Might have been in her ear to kind of pitch something.
As long as that stuff doesn't go to a point where somebody legit gets pissed off or property's damaged or, you know, an eyebrow gets removed or something. Like, that's.
Well, that didn't get to happen.
That makes it kind of fun.
I'm not going to tie stuff to your car like Jeremy Clemens would because I don't know what goes where.
He's a straight up bully.
Yeah, he is.
What did he tie to your car, pray tell?
Truck nuts. That one thing that looked like a penis, except when it was on
that
the tailpipe and it made your tailpipe whistle.
Yeah. It was nothing that was going to hurt the car, but we didn't know that. We just heard a bunch of sounds when we took off.
A big thud.
A big thud and a big whistle.
That's what happened to it. Okay.
Yeah.
You dragged it.
So, yes.
AM 51.
There will be some fun revenge in that, but I think it will be more on Fatboy because he... But then again, if Paige had come up to me and said, hey, I want to get Fatboy back, I would help her. So I can't be mad at you totally.
Now, if you're going to get me, it's going to have to be something well thought out.
For you to get gotten. No, you hear him.
Because if it's anything technical, I'm going to have to do that part of it.
It's going to.
So you're going to have to double work me.
I'll get on Thumbtack or whatever that app is, and I'll hire.
I'm gonna bring it up. 10 minis and not have any chicken in them. That's how I'm going to get you.
Oh, you bitch. You would, too. What a bitch move. Just give me rolls and no chicken in them.
That's like that. Well, they did it to me on DoorDash that time when I was out with my surgery.
She knows I wouldn't notice it right away because I, you know.
No, you'd sit there and go, oh, yeah. I
pound them so hard by the time half of them are down. I'm like, where the meat at?
They didn't put much chicken on this one. In fact, none at all.
And I see her over there snickering in the corner.
Hey, Penny, I got all the chicken. She's like, you're like, what happened to the chicken? It's funny because it was. And you see it? And they told me to pull over and they said they had one chicken sandwich.
I wish I knew what you were referring to.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's. Because it's
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get to this person who, maybe they just moved easily. Who knows? To this day, I see people spell Greenville with an extra E after the N.
Because there are 46 states that have a Greenville, and some of them spell it that way.
Yeah, Greenville.
The wrong way.
This one's crazy K and Easley, missing an E. Easley. Eastly. Eastly, that's what it would be. Hey, Rise Guys, I love your show, especially Fat Boy's voices. Fat Boy, you do that creepy voice, it cracks me up. Is it David Blaine, the guy who kisses snakes and sets himself on fire? Holy farts. What? That's funny. Love your show, Crazy K and Eastly.
I don't know about him kissing snakes.
I don't know about him kissing snakes or setting himself on fire.
I mean, that's what it was supposed to be. That's how it started out, was a David Blaine. But
I mean, I think it is David Blaine, whether you want it to be or not.
That's who I want it to be.
It is.
Paige kind of likes it as a.
I think Paige gets horned up. But
yeah.
I think she loves it. I do. She goes home.
Look at her giddy.
It's like a cross between David Blaine and a serial killer.
Is that what gets
Silence
you going?
Silence of the Lambs, whatever that is.
Yeah, like that. Put the lotion on the skin, or you'll get my hose again. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Look at her, dude. Look at the gin blossoms, the blushing.
The gin blossoms.
Your face is cheeks are red like a.
It just creeps
you down.
It just cabbage patch doll.
Out so much it like hits.
I'll follow you down that hole.
God.
We could travel around just this say town.
Would you start a David Blaine phone sex line?
Let the cops chase us around.
Just say put the lotion on the skin, please.
Wait, do you want me to do it as David Blaine or as Buffalo Bill as David
Buffalo,
Blaine?
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. It's so creepy.
Her puts the lotion on the skin.
She just slid out of her chair.
Her goes on the skin.
It's like she's on a slip and slide across the room right now.
She's nail trailing everywhere.
Oh my God, that is so creepy.
God. I'm going to make these fingers disappear.
Like, is he mainstream enough? Like, people get who were. Like, text
I mean, there's
right
only
now.
Two magicians, right?
I don't know. Well, him and what? Chris Angel?
Yeah, I'm guessing one? Those are the only
text
two.
Text in if you know who David Blaine is. Without, I'm trying to see what like the mainstream of that is. I know who it is. Y'all know. But
like, if you tell me Lance Burton, like, I mean, I know you're of a, like, a certain age.
Yeah.
David Copperfield.
Right.
We know him more so for the sex move, I guess, than
the sex
move. His actual, you know, magician work.
The first one I remember with David Copperfield was making the Statue of Liberty disappear. I was astonished. I was like, I still don't know.
They won't tell you
how they do that kind of stuff.
I mean, it was live and it was like 8 different camera views. I should go back and watch that one day, but maybe I was just stupid then.
That's why this Penn and Teller show is so stupid, because they have a, like, can you guess the trick? If they don't know the trick,
they,
you know,
win.
Yeah, like, they win the show.
But they don't tell you how they did it. I know, it's a stupid
thing. Won't tell you the trick. Even if they say, well, we know this trick. Well, tell us what it is. Well, you know, the masked magician and the masked wrestler.
Yeah.
Told us all about it. Why you can't tell us?
You know what?
This is the correct English, I believe.
You know what I found out the other day? Is you remember how Ole Anderson in wrestling he was like the voice of the Black Scorpion, and he was the voice of the Shockmaster and all that. So now with everybody having cell phones, computers, everything, any of those old voices like that, you can actually pitch them down and hear their regular voice doing it. So I wonder if that works with the masked magician. Because remember, they gave him a voice. It was all different. So I wonder if you could, like, find out, like, was that, like, really Chris Angel or somebody?
They should have gave him, like, a more high-pitched voice.
Like, it's like he just took a hit of helium.
I'm going to say, I don't know this truck.
God.
I don't know this truck, folks.
Dude, you should have went to Comic-Con and signed autographs as the voice of David Blaine.
I mean,
it doesn't make sense, but you...
Just with a hand coming out from behind the curtain?
I'll sign my baby.
That's what me and Looper were talking about. So we're creepy. Back behind the little tent that Sting's in backstage at the SC Comic-Con, and I'm like, if he just sticks his head out of the curtain and takes a picture with us, I'm going to be pissed, because it's going to, like, we stood beside a Sting fathead on a wall and just took a picture with it.
But what if he wasn't dressed right? He's got, like, a Hawaiian shirt on and some white shorts.
Right.
But the face paint, too.
But the face paint as well.
That should be the picture. Sting wears what you want him to wear in the picture.
I want you to look like Jim Carrey's mask.
I don't wear a shirt. Look like the machine from 8mm. Just walk around with the ball gag in your mouth.
Nick Cage. All right, I'm going to read another one.
You got time for another one.
All right, good.
I'm going to find it.
Listen, don't do it. Do it to her while I find another one.
Let's get a good one. Give me the kiss in the back.
What's your safe word, Paige?
Harder.
Stop. More.
There's no more.
Safe word.
God.
My God.
I'm kidding.
You're not.
So you can get a hold of somebody here soon. Just going to put it on them. They're not going to be able to walk. Is that a compliment for a woman to say to a guy, though? Not like it is for a guy to a woman.
I've been...
What?
I feel like there was an answer in there somewhere.
There's an answer.
I've been complained to before. And I'm not saying that, like, in a kind of way, but just like, you're a little rough last night.
like enough to where you got to take a break. Like maybe
she got to go on Amazon and buy one of them... Ergomat or what is it? That cushion you sat on?
An ass donut? What were you going to say?
Ergonomic is the word
Ergomatic?
I was looking for.
Ergomatic.
He sucked my finger.
What the well? Boys.
What? He just offended me sexually.
Okay.
She had to buy a donut pillow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I was like, I hate that for you, but.
She'd tell you,
makes me feel great.
It's like you put me out of commission for a week.
I know, because it just been an excuse.
You don't think she said that to make you feel better, though? I think she was telling.
If she spent the $19 to buy that butt donut,
okay,
it's like, What if she just had hemorrhoids and that was the excuse? You did this to me.
You gave me hemorrhoids.
Oh, there's no more good emails to read. It's crazy. The rest of these are your crap.
Luckily for you, you got about 55 seconds.
Hey, crew. This is a. I'm going to read that one along because it says, hey, crew. Interesting. I was listening to the episode where y'all covered the insane story about the dog fighting ring bust. First off, I feel like there might have been a time you wouldn't have talked about this, but I'm glad y'all brought it up. So mad respect for shedding light on something that dark. I got to ask, though, did you find out what happened to the guy running it and what happened to the dogs? Were they able to get rehabbed or adopted? Keep up the killer shows. Michelle in Bowling Springs, South Carolina.
I don't even know who ran it.
The NFL, that was the former NFL player, one we were talking about. Okay. But then the one you talked about was that a cockfighting ring or a chicken?
Yeah, I saw cockfighting.
Or the cocks are chickens, you're right.
Yeah. And that was pretty rough. That still happens.
But you didn't leave, though. I was somewhere where I realized that's what was about to go down, and I left because I was like, they were busting them hardcore back then.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Being just completely honest with you, I was interested to just see what it was like.
But could you watch animal cruelty like that and enjoy it?
No. Like me, that's where I'm.
I certainly couldn't.
No, I couldn't. But it was the curiosity thing. But yeah, I left. I
feel like people saw it differently because of, chickens. They're like, well, these end up becoming food eventually, so.
Yeah.
If they kill each other, doesn't matter.
Torturing anything or seeing anything suffer for my pleasure.
I wouldn't go now.
No.
This is like 20 years ago.
You don't have to. You have them in your backyard.
There were no chickens at the one I went to, but yeah, definitely I wouldn't go now.
Yeah, his was just like for gay men to meet up at.
Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.